A water bottling plant on the edge of the city of Mount Shasta awaits a few more approvals before it can begin sending out truckloads of bottled water. Crystal Geyser announced the plan several years ago and, as of yesterday, still said on its website that it hoped to open the plant in 2018. That didn't happen, but the community continues, or the company rather, continues to collect the permits and approvals it will need to open, including the granting of an industrial waste discharge permit from the city of Mount Shasta. That drew protest from the Winnemem-Wintu tribe and the group We Advocate Thorough Environmental Review, or WATER. Let's catch up on the opposition to Crystal Geyser. Mark Miyoshi is the Winnemem-Wintu Tribal Historic Preservation Officer. Thanks for joining us by phone, Mark.
Thank you, Jeff.
Raven Stevens is with us as well. She is a water board member. Raven, welcome once again.
Yeah, thanks for having us back on, Jeff.
Raven, for the folks who haven't heard this before, can you lay out some of the basic issues, the basic opposition to having Crystal Geyser open up in Mount Shasta?
Right. Well, there's an unlimited amount of water that's going to be extracted. The company tells us how much they plan on using, but there's no upper limits. Air pollution that's going to happen that our experts believe is going to create an actual cancer hotspot in the neighborhoods surrounding the plant. So we've got serious air quality issues. There's always the issue of single-use plastic, which more people are waking up to, and literally no protections for the neighbors or the community in the area.
Okay, that was a good short list. Mark Miyoshi at the Winnemem-Wintu, tell us what the concerns are of the tribe.
Well, we're utilizing AB 52, which is a fairly new amendment to CEQA, and this amendment actually recognizes the values that Native American tribes in California hold for sacred places and natural resources, and we're contending that the county, in doing their EIR and their AB 52. Kind of shortchanged the tribe and terminated the required consultation early and without cause. And because of that, you know, our values for our natural resources are not being taken into account. And we're protecting the water here. We're a water tribe, so we're protecting the groundwater and the Sacramento River. And the groundwater under Mount Shasta is especially important to us because that's the water that comes up and becomes springs on Mount Shasta, and all the springs on Mount Shasta are sacred to our tribe.
Let me unpack some of what you said. AB 52 is Assembly Bill 52. It's an amendment to CEQA, the California Environmental Quality Act, and, of course, the county EIR is the county's environmental impact report under CEQA, the California Environmental Quality Act. Is water really the major concern for Winnemem-Wintu, or are we not talking about any sort of tribal cultural sites or anything else like that that you see as threatened?
Well, the water is a cultural site. I mean, maybe site isn't the correct term. But our tribe considers water as sacred, as a living being everywhere. And it is especially important here under Mount Shasta because that's the water that we have ceremonies where we dance and pray and sing to that water. And, you know, and our beliefs as far as, you know, how that water interacts with the environment and what happens in Mount Shasta and its interaction with fire is very real and very important to us.
So it is the water itself. Okay, that's
yeah.
the main thrust. Let's come back to Raven Stevens. You said that there's no upper limit on water withdrawal, so Crystal Geyser faces no capping at X number of million gallons a day or week or year or whatever?
That's right. It's part of the issue with how California deals with water and particularly groundwater. They're trying to deal with it now in groundwater basins with the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. But unfortunately, the legislature did not include watershed areas and water recharge areas. And so what we're seeing is those areas are now in danger from corporations coming up to take the water.
It seems like it would be a fairly simple thing, though, to just say, here's your cap. You can't go above this limit.
It would be, but Siskiyou County doesn't like to manage anything in that way, and quite frankly, they've never met a resource that they didn't want to sell.
Mark Miyoshi, you mentioned the natural systems within Mount Shasta. Where does the water come from? How well do we understand that?
Well, it's there's probably not a real good studies about the underground water on Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta is, of course, a volcano, so the groundwater underneath and the aquifer that it comes from is very fractured, very diverse. It's not like in the valley where there's a sediment aquifer that's easily studied. So that's one of the big points in our trying to protect the water here, is that there's really not enough knowledge here to even know how crystal geyser coming in and extracting such huge amounts of water will affect the water and water that should be available to residents and the towns like Mount Shasta.
Crystal Geyser planning to open a water bottling plant on the edge of the city of Mount Shasta. Opposition from the Winamem Wintu tribe, where Mark Miyoshi is the tribal historic preservation officer, and the group We Advocate Thorough Environmental Review, the acronym WATER, where Raven Stevens is a board member. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 over the phone. Questions and comments about the issue. You can also send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Raven Stevens, you mentioned among the initial short list, in addition to the no upper limit on water withdrawal, air pollution. Of what kind?
The tiny particles that get into the lungs, PM2s. What's happening is there's 150 truck trips per day that's going to be happening in and out of the plant. So that air pollution coming from the vehicles is going to be in our immediate neighborhood, which is, you know, homes surround that plant. It was very poor planning. But the other thing is that the plant operations can't happen without enough power to facilitate it. And since they don't have enough power in our small town, what they're going to be doing is running propane generators that will generate more power. So those generators will be running 24/7.
So the recent, so let me understand it, the plant too actually sits outside city limits, doesn't it?
Just. A portion of their property sits inside city limits, but the large portion of it is, you know, a block outside of city limits.
All right. So one of the most recent regulatory moves, though, was the granting by the city of Mount Shasta for an industrial waste discharge permit?
Correct. And they worked out an agreement with Crystal Geyser. The problem was that during the EIR process, the city's consultants had a 20-page letter about the issues that they had with the EIR. And in a strange turn of events, over one weekend, they kind of did a 180. They had turned in those comments during the process, and then the city council voted to approve the project and allow it to happen, even though it went against the very paperwork that they turned in. So they still have these major concerns that we also have, but they also, on the other hand, approved the project.
All right, so we have the industrial waste discharge permit, the environmental impact report, the EIR is done. What remains to be done before Crystal Geyser could potentially open its doors and begin bottling?
Well, they have agreed that by December of last year they would put in a sewer interceptor line that needed to be upgraded, so that the sewer could flow easily to the wastewater treatment plant. They never did that. They also have to build a pH neutralization system in the back of the plant where they will take the sewer water, and they have to, it's basically like pre-treating it before they can release it to the city's wastewater treatment plant. And then because they're limited as to how much they can send to the city, the remainder of the water is going out into a leach field, which spreads out into the area, and our neighbors that surround the plant have domestic wells that they drink from. And so that sewer water is going to be laid out into a leach field, and my neighbors that are down gradient likely will be drinking a portion of that water.
So, but when we're I want to make sure we're making sure we keep apples with apples here.
Yep.
We're talking about the sewer water. Is that the industrial waste? Industrial waste implies things that come from industrial processes.
There's two types of water. One is industrial wastewater, which is going to go to the city, and then there's industrial process water, which is a little different category, which will go out into the leach field.
Ah, okay. So what kinds of byproducts are you concerned about in the industrial process water?
there's all types of chemicals that this plant's going to be operating. They have coolers and boilers because they're going to be making teas and drink products. And there's anti-scaling chemicals that kind of came in as in the last minute during the permitting process with the city, but they were never actually evaluated during the EIR, and that's one of our points in our lawsuit.
So if this were water only, would it be a different set of circumstances?
Well, the plant that was here before in Dannon and Coca-Cola days was water bottling only, and they did put industrial process water out into the leach field. We know that the small particles of plastics that are used to rinse make bottles and rinse bottles go out into that leach field. And so we have the same kind of issues, except there's more chemicals with this new type of plant.
So you mentioned lawsuit. Talk about the things that Water and the Winamem Wind 2 and some of the other related opponents to the Crystal Geyser plant have taken so far.
Mark, you want to take that?
Well, I think one of the big things, we talk about fighting Crystal Geyser, but a big part of our lawsuits, both against the county and against the city, is to demand that our local governments protect our local communities. You know, here the county has pretty much given Crystal Geyser carte blanche, you know, to do just about anything they really want to do, and the EIR was a sham and really didn't honestly look at the environmental effects of the plant. And the same way with the city, even though they had this 20-page list of issues that they were concerned about that would affect the city of Mount Shasta and the residents of Mount Shasta, yet, you know, they went ahead and approved this permit and didn't even ask for or didn't even provide, you know, independent comments on the issues that they had originally brought up. So here is with two local government entities who have completely neglected their responsibility to protect the citizens.
And I would add to that through the lawsuit process, we saw lots of emails and the back and forth between the county and the corporation. And so Crystal Geyser was really making a lot of decisions around what the county was supposedly doing. The county would actually go to the company and ask to get approval or not, and their attorney would move things around and say yes to this and no to that. So really, it feels to me like the corporation is running the show here, and even to the point of their attorney, Barbara Brenner, is the one running the lawsuit for the county.
We are talking to Raven Stevens, a board member of Water. We advocate thorough environmental review. Mark Miyoshi is the Tribal Historic Preservation Officer for the Winamem Wintu Tribe. We're talking about the efforts of Crystal Geyser to open a water bottling plant in Mount Shasta. Here's a phone call from Carter in Wolf Creek. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Yeah, good morning. I was wondering, listening, are there any seismic issues?
That's a good question around a volcano. Thanks for that, Carter. You want to take that on, Mark?
Well, we haven't included seismic issues in our lawsuit. Although, you know, of course, the aquifer is affected by seismic issues, and it's not something that we have brought up ourselves. Yeah.
So let's talk, Mark, about where the trail leads from here. You got a couple of lawsuits going, one against the city, one against the county. You're continuing to try to block or at least to appeal the various approvals that have come along so far. Is there any version of a Crystal Geyser water bottling plant, either without tea or with less water or something, that would be acceptable to the groups that are in opposition now?
Well, for the tribe, I don't know if there is. You know, any water bottling plant is going to be extracting a huge amount of water out of the aquifer. For example, you know, just the two lines that Crystal Geyser is saying they're gonna start with could extract something like 40% of the total flow underneath the well that they're using on a yearly basis, or even 60% on a daily basis. And so that is a huge effect on the aquifer and the flow of that aquifer down from Mount Shasta, you know, towards the Sacramento River. So we have to, you know, as a tribe, we have to look at that kind of effect and how it affects our relationship, you know, with that living being that is flowing underneath us. And I think it would be very difficult to say anything would be acceptable on a commercial level, yes.
And just an aside, Mark, before I ask the same question of Raven, I just want to see if you can catch us up on the status of the Winamem Wintu's request for tribal recognition.
Oh, we are, let's see, our tribe was part of the California settlement, Indian settlement, and tribal members were actually given tribal cards and were given federal benefits, but in 1980 that all ended when the federal list of federally recognized tribes was put out. Our tribe, the Winamem Wintu tribe, most of our villages and important sacred sites are under Shasta Reservoir. And so when Shasta Dam was created, everybody had to move out of their villages and became homeless, even though the federal government had promised in legislation, you know, to give compensation and like lands and things like that. So we have been struggling since that time to try to get federal recognition, but that so far has not happened. You know, currently we're having to deal with another AB 52 issue, the raising of Shasta Dam, which would raise the dam another 18 and a half feet and would drown even more, probably most of the sacred and ceremonial sites that we have around Shasta Reservoir. So it's a continuing fight, and we're doing as much as we can.
All right, so an uphill struggle still for Winamem Wintu as a tribe. Raven Stevens,
right.
A few seconds left. If you can give us the perspective of water about whether there's anything acceptable in terms of a bottling plant in Mount Shasta.
Well, you know, we represent the whole community, and there are, as you can imagine, many different opinions. But based on what the community and the neighbors experienced last time, the last operation with wells going dry, vibrations in their homes and the amount of noise and having to close windows in the summertime, I don't think it's the appropriate place for the plant.
All right. We will see what happens from here. Water is, we advocate thorough environmental review. Raven Stevens, a board member, and Mark Miyoshi is the historic preservation officer for the Winamem Wintu tribe, which is still seeking official recognition as a tribe from the federal government. Not the last we have heard of Crystal Geyser and the efforts to build a plant in Mount Shasta. We'll be talking again about this down the road. Thank you both, Mark and Raven, for joining us today.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.